Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 225 of Coolin' Out.
And it's Kev.
And it's Rel. Kev, what's good, man?
You look chilling, man.
You look...
huh?
You look... don't let the pre-pod. Don't bring that.
Yeah, just had some news that rocked me to my core. That's all. That's all, man.
Hurting for Bron's fate.
Nah, I still got the best team. That did something to my spirit. That's concerning.
Let's talk about it real quick because we're already talking about it. But there's rumors that Andre Drummond might get bought out by the Cleveland Cavs and then signed with the already stacked Brooklyn Nets. A bit of cause of concern for Kev, you know, because he's a fake Bron follower.
I'm not picking against, but he averaging 19 and 15. And I hate it. They already stacked. I hate it.
Fam, every shot that KD and Kyrie and Harden miss, he just gonna be there again.
I got to pray Cleveland remains a playoff team. Dark days all
around.
They
playing well.
Well, keep it up.
I mean, it's just a rumor. That's why I really don't know. I mean, yes, Cleveland has a lot of bigs, but it's just like, why would you let go of your best big? And granted, he is on a expiring contract, but like, so is JaVale McGee. Let him go. Or who else they got on that team? Larry Nance. They got a couple of bigs over there.
Yeah, they just traded for Jared Allen.
I forgot about him.
Mm-hmm. Gotta make room for him.
So maybe that's why. Maybe
Jared Kevin Love's still there. Well, he's still on the books. I don't know if he still plays, but he's still on the books.
Yeah, I don't. We're not gonna discuss that. You ain't about to get me in trouble.
I'm not saying he's still. We just talking about bigs. He's still on the team. That's all I'm saying.
He is.
I mean, they insinuate anything. That's all.
Nah, he did. But, he don't play much anymore, but.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but I forgot about the Jared Allen trade. So maybe the Cavs are going to let, but why would you buy him out? Like, I would trade him, if anything. Try to get something back in return for him.
Yeah, I agree. He's averaging 19 and 15.
Someone wants to
earn him, yeah.
Yeah, somebody wants him. You gonna just let him go? Especially if y'all in position to be in the playoffs, you're gonna let 19 and 15 go. He's the best player on your team right now.
Yeah, just let 19 and 15 walk. It's kind of
just nuts. Walk. Here, we're gonna pay you we're gonna buy out your contract. We don't want you here no more, even though we're going to the playoffs, we potentially need you.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
And they're not taking, so we'll see. I guess let's just continue doing basketball since we're already on it.
Quarter of the way through.
Yeah. You know, Lakers doing Laker things. You know, still atop the West. Clippers, I've watched a little bit of their games.
The league.
Ooh, the Lakers. My bad, fam. You know, we number one everywhere. I mean Bron them. Bron them.
League leading Lakers, but continue.
Yeah, Clips are second in the West. They look good from what I've seen. The few games I've watched, Kawhi's been playing every game. Paul George, you know, talking about his nonsense MVP form, but he's actually playing really well. Who's second in the West?
Your squad, Utah.
What?
Your squad, Utah. The Utah Jazz.
Yeah, there was two words before that. I just didn't understand. Never once have I claimed Salt Lake City. But
yeah, half game back from number one.
I know you're
proud. Be proud, man. Be proud.
I'm proud of Donovan Mitchell. That's it. It took me a while. Yeah. Sorry, Spider. It took me a while
Shaq
to accept him.
Good. Be better.
I don't know what Shaq was on that night.
That was so weird. But
he was on. Like, relax.
Yeah. Why?
Half a game?
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say I should watch some more Jazz games, but I know I'm not.
I thought that too, but now they're in that category. They got to be playing a team I want to see. They're not worth it alone.
Mm-mm. You ain't a fan of
the other person.
What's
you're
his
thinking.
Name?
Rudy.
Say his name, Kev.
Rudy.
No, hell no. The other guy.
What? Joe Ingles?
Guy.
Oh, Mike Conley.
There you go. No. Joe Ingles.
None of them.
It
didn't
matter who that team. You just like nope.
Yeah, not him. Nope. Well, they played the Mavs tonight. Man. I might check that out. I haven't seen Luka
on
much.
His best day. 14-12. No matter what he do, 14-12.
Yeah. Maybe I'll watch him tonight. God.
Yeah.
After this game,
Mavs. Man. Yeah. They don't play Luka. Any defense either. That's why they're struggling.
Luka throwing up 20.
It's been a lot of teams with some surprising slow starts, though. Like the Nuggets haven't been that good. And I don't know.
Yeah, they're probably in the playoffs, though. Last time we talked about
this,
they weren't even
in
the playoffs. No, they're in the playoffs. They're the fourth seed right now. Don't play the Joker like that. Yeah, don't play the Joker like that.
Let me pull this up, too, because apparently I haven't checked the standings in a long time because I'm like, yeah, when they get there.
Disrespecting a top 10 player, chill.
It's not him. It's the whole team. Oh, wow, they are moving up. Phoenix moving down. Golden State in eighth.
Wardell.
Cool. So based on this, the current standings right now, you got Lakers, Utah, Clippers, Denver, Portland, mm-hmm. Memphis, Phoenix, Golden State. Mm-hmm. And on the outside looking in the playing teams, you got San Antonio,
ooh,
Dallas.
Nice.
Who is going to make it? Who's going to fall out of this top eight so that Dallas gets in? Because Dallas is definitely making the playoffs.
The Grizzlies.
That was easy.
That would be my top pick, the Grizzlies.
That was a toss-up. How is Charlotte 12th in the East? Been playing so well this year.
The West is just, if you just did if the playoffs started today, these matchups are crazy. Even the playing would be insane. Well, the Spurs make it, but.
Insane?
that was a little extra. I got ahead of myself, yeah.
I mean, the in-state rivalry, maybe, but no one's dying to watch the Mavericks and the Spurs play.
No, they wouldn't play. It'd be the Suns against.
Oh, 7-10-8-9.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah, the Spurs, and Insane don't go together. So
yeah, never.
I'd still take it back. Yeah. They don't
no matter who's on that team.
Never went together. Yeah. I'll take that back. But
Phoenix, Dallas would be good. Golden State, San Antonio. That's good, though. San Antonio give him a nice little run, tie them out before Bron come.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to see. I don't want Wardell for Bron. I don't really want.
I wanted to go couple weeks. Was it last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On MLK Day too.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't go how I thought it was gonna go. I just knew Bron was gonna be, you know.
That's our team.
We
showed them how good we are. We good. It's like, you know, a game's still going on though, right?
Yeah.
These games don't just end when you want them to.
Wardell reminded them though. He said, I'm back. Ah.
That's such a stupid loss. They should be 15-3 right now.
It was such a stupid loss.
That's the Lakers.
Literally, like, I don't care. Take my foot off the gas.
Yeah, exactly. They were up like 19 at one. Whatever. Whatever.
So whatever.
No need for a 10.
And then in the East, currently.
They're gonna come back tonight. That's what Jesus, they do.
It's trash.
It's trash, yeah. There's no real way to make this right.
Get the matchup, like, this is trash.
There's no way to make this right. These are terrible matchups. These are awful.
Oh, these my just, God.
These are awful.
Oh. Awful. Cleveland, Toronto. Oh, let me tell you. So,
I watch Pacers Nets. I do watch
of that. Course. You just, I mean, you're watching that, you know, for other reasons, though. I watch Milwaukee, Atlanta.
I would, too, for Trae Young. Which is crazy. What a back-to-back
MVP. I'm thinking the same thing. No, I'm like, I watched the Hawks just for Trey.
Well, I'm not even trying to be funny.
Boston will face the winner of Cleveland and Toronto. Ugh.
Yeah, I feel the complete opposite about this playing scenario. I'm not watching any of that.
Nah, I watched the Knicks Orlando highlights. Just...
Cavs Raptors, yeah. The Heat need to wake up. What they got about 60 more games? No, I'm bugging.
Yeah, I'm surprised. You know, teams really been surprising to me. Chicago, like, they played so well all season, they just can't finish games.
I don't think I've seen a second of them.
I seen when they played the Lakers, took them to the wire. So when they played it was the Clippers. They played the Clippers right after that. The following day, took them down to the wire, lost.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Levine fucking putting up 34-40 or something else. He another one. Free him and Bradley Beal.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Wizards that are last in the East.
3-10.
You could have predicted that, Kev?
No, I thought.
They were a playoff team.
I thought playoffs, but yeah, quarter of the way through.
Last?
Bradley averaging like 30.
Fam. And the thing
three
is,
and like, 10.
They're not even tanking.
Yeah. I'm out on Russ fully.
I'm surprised Scott Brooks still got his job.
Just give it a week.
Just give it.
Somebody gonna get sacrificed for this.
Them Hornets, though, man. You said that boy Hayward was done.
Yeah, all right. I was trying to sell him to you.
I mean, he's been looking good this year. I ain't even gonna lie. He's had a couple of good games. Like, let me see what his stats are looking like.
They pretty much all these teams tied for the playing from the Knicks to the
Hornets. 7-10. I mean, he is averaging 24, 5, and 3.5, which is 24 is definitely got to advanced stats. Let's see. I know 24 definitely got to be a career high for him. Splits 51.5, 43.5, 86.3.
Wow. Those are good splits.
Come on.
Yeah. Look at this dude.
Nah, I told you he was back in MVP 4.
This guy is crazy. This dude is crazy.
Nah, he looks good though, honestly. He does look good. He's averaging a steal and a half a game, too. Man. Who knew? But yeah, 24.1 is definitely his career high. Before that, his highest was 21.9. He's playing well. You just need to be on a team where, you know, he's clearly the best player and he mm-hmm. gets the most shots. So, but he ain't going to take him nowhere.
That might get you to the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. If they get to the play-in, that's a victory. That's a victory for them. They could be under 500 as long as they make it.
Congratulations, man. I'm happy for you.
Ah, man. Just, you know, it's all good. I just wanted to, you know, I said Gordon Hayward. That wasn't the worst sign in the world, huh? I was like, why would they give him that much money? It doesn't make
any sense. Well, that's still a question.
I mean, obviously, they had no other choice.
And he's better than Kemba.
That's a fact.
He's better than Kemba.
Cardiac Kemba. Oof. Took him off life support. Pull the plug.
Nah, they got Pritchard.
I don't. Oh my god, that is not like the most like New England type last name. Pritchard. What is Kemba? I mean, Kemba's numbers can't be that bad this year. He just is not
Okay.
Yeah, he's not good.
There you go.
17, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. I'm pulling up the advanced stats now because I just them splits tell you everything you need to know. 43, 34.5, 83. It ain't terrible, but if you watch him play, you know he's not good.
Yeah, I don't think that's what they wanted when they issued that max contract. But
nah. Remember people were saying at the time, you know, he's just a lighter version of Kyrie?
Yeah, that's offensive to Kyrie. It's very offensive.
Yeah, this is like very skim offensive. Milk to whole milk at this point. You know, it was like they just drained all the fat out. This is like not.
Yeah, it's super
totally
offensive.
Different taste at this point. Yeah.
To Kyrie.
At the time, I was like, maybe. Jesus.
Good for Boston.
Yeah, these Eastern matchups. I won't be watching too much of them. Definitely Milwaukee, Atlanta, Brooklyn, Indiana if it stays that way. Outside of that, I'll just be checking to see who won the game. Actually, not even care who won. Just win the series over.
Yeah. The East, man. The East.
Oof. Mm-mm-mm. Trash.
Any more takeaways?
Not really. I mean, the Suns started, go back to Westfield, the Suns started off really strong and just kind of fell off. And I mean, I haven't watched when they 8-7. So 15 games and I haven't seen a single ball dribbled for them. And I thought I really was going to watch it. Like, I want to see Chris Paul and Devin Booker. But you told me Booker hasn't really been as impressive as you expected this year.
Just in the games I saw. But, I don't know. It's quarter of the way through.
Counting numbers still looking good, though?
Yeah. Yeah, I just expected more. Playing with a...
CP is going to take him over the edge, huh?
Yeah.
This is a dude that really put up like that good either. It's not bad, but 15-12.
Mm. It's not bad.
Yeah.
This is just my expectations.
Yeah, Devin Booker with 23, 3.5, and 4.
Yeah.
That should be at least 25, 26. Should be in that range now.
Mm-hmm.
It's disappointing.
We get up Wardell. Doing what a superstar does. Wardell.
He hasn't been disappointing. That's what I'll say. He hasn't been a total letdown.
That's big of you.
This man's averaging. No, I give him his props. 28, 5.5, and 6. He's done everything I could have asked him to do.
But nothing around him.
Not a damn thing. Because Draymond.
Player.
I don't know what Draymond is anymore. I wouldn't even call him that.
I don't know either. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how you describe his game.
I don't know how Steph is doing this, honestly. 28.4, 46%, 40 from 3, 92 from the line. I just don't know how he's doing it. I'm not even like trying to be like.
They're never out of it.
Yeah, he's showing his truth. This is what
you
I asked
me
him.
At the start.
This is
you
what I wanted
me.
To see though. What did
you
see
right
last
for a week
year?
And a half though.
That's your... this year, and also, yeah, they started the season the same way. I'm wrong. He heard me. Because he took that shit to heart. Because he playing possessed. And you got oh, my God, Draymond Green. His numbers got better a little.
What are you at, five now?
Five exact. Five exact.
I was kidding. Oh, my God.
Five, 4.5, 6.5.
Let's pray he hit his season. Let's his season average tonight.
That's disgraceful.
Give him 10 points. Double your season average, Draymond.
People are acting like Andrew Wiggins is having a great year. He's only averaging 18.
No, I've never been in on Wiggins.
You didn't buy in on him? You told me he was like the second coming of somebody. I forget what you said.
Yeah, because I never said it.
Remind me again? I mean, his shoes was ain't terrible, though. 17.8. 46.2 from the floor, 41 from three, 68 from the free throw could use some work, but 41 from three, that's a drastic increase for him.
Yeah, that is good. I mean, Draymond could give Steph 10 points. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Apparently it is.
That's hard.
It is.
Eric Pascal is better than him.
Oh, well.
Kevon Looney might be better than him.
Come on. He's starting now. Young Looney.
Damn, Kelly Oubre struggling.
Yeah, he started the season off with like 30 missed threes or something like that. A lot of missed threes.
This man is shooting 35 from the floor. 22 from three. 22 and 74 from the line.
Yeah, ain't no more Splash Brothers.
Jesus.
It's a Splash Bro, but
only thing he's done well was like dunk on people all year because he's been dunking on people. That's it. Yeah, Steph really ain't got no one around him.
Wiseman's decent. Wonder how they look halfway through. We'll see. But that's none of my concern.
They don't look too good. Hopefully Wardell turns back into Wardell. You know, converts to the man I know him to be.
That's an all-star to you, sir.
So I can ultimately be correct.
You see they're thinking about playing the all-star game?
Yeah.
That was a little surprising to me. I'm not going to lie.
Not to me.
Yeah. Money. Got to recoup.
Money makes people do some craziest things.
Gotta recoup.
This probably isn't healthy, but
we in the red.
In fact, they in the boardroom like it ain't really us playing. I told you they're gonna become real NFL-ish.
When is the All-Star break this year? Do you know off the top?
March? Somewhere in March, right?
Yeah.
Or is it late February? They got the schedule through February, I believe.
Oh, and then the All-Star break after?
Yeah, I would assume that's how it's supposed to work. And I wonder why, of all places, they choose Atlanta, which is like, I mean, I guess I know why. It's because like Atlanta's like one of the most open cities right now, and it'll bring a lot of money to the Atlanta economy because you can still throw parties and stuff. And Atlanta, COVID's non-existent. But I don't know how that would benefit the actual league.
It might be between March 5th and the 10th.
Why the All-Star game. Is TNT,
I guess because they're open? I don't know.
Oh, also TNT is there in Atlanta.
Maybe Atlanta has emerged as a possible site with the plan to provide COVID-19 relief and funding for historically Black colleges and universities. Yeah, that's all I see, according to USA Today. Me.
That's what's up. What?
Nothing.
That's what's up? It's surprising. Damn, Bron got 22 at the half.
That's our team.
9-13 shooting. You know how we do.
You're the MVP at the quarter mark.
Now you can question them.
Yeah, all right. Not.
you said he 36. You said don't forget, Jarrell, he aging. That's what you said.
Before okay, season, Jarrell Bayless. No all right.
It could be like pull the tapes. I'm like, nah, I won't. That's still take too much. Too much effort. Oh man. Ah man. What else?
We got mad postponed games to fill up in that good luck to them.
I don't know how that's gonna happen. I think like the Wizards, which is no excuse, had like 7 or something games postponed or 6.
Yeah, they've only played 13. So they're like at least five games behind.
I know they're leading the league in like the most postponed games.
Damn.
And they're just dookie.
Free Bradley.
The crazy thing is if you play with them in 2K, it won't be that bad.
Free Bradley.
Westbrook is trash. That's your boy though. Went over the splits already.
I don't have a comment.
Kev, you told me.
I never.
Listen.
That's your corner.
That's your corner.
Now
I'm not even gassing. I have been a Westbrook stan, but.
The biggest.
When I was talking about how he was trash, when I said he was trash last year, you started pulling all these numbers out your ass. All these
things.
We did average 27. Yes. We did average 27.
What were we discussing? At what portion of the season?
Kevin, I don't remember. You asking for too many details.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like follow-up questions.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, my God.
I don't like the follow-up questions. Oh, Giannis, fraud. Oh, my God. The Bucks really suck. Why they suck. Fucking Wardell. Nah, he's good. He's good. I give him
how'd he come
he's
around?
Nice. He's
bigger than you.
He's a good basketball player.
Oh, look at you.
He's a good basketball player. I mean, what am I gonna say? You good. Now great. Different.
If you get him to the playoffs, is he great?
If he gets into the playoffs, I have nothing negative to ever say about him again.
Okay.
That's literally, I'm bullshit. Obviously, I know he's a great player, but that's literally just my only, like, knock on him. It's just that, like, what I saw last year should not have happened. Like, them getting, like, obliterated with him on the court last year. It's like, come on, son. Then you break your hand, you just choose to not come back.
Right. I agree. I'm with you.
And then the first week and a half of this season, I was seeing the same tendencies. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, it was alarming.
Do you have any effect alarming. On these games?
Yeah.
But then ever since the he's announced his presence. So yeah, if he can, he should be able to realistically get them to the playoffs. Even if it's like the 10th seed and like they're in the play-in, no more. I have nothing else to say. I know he gave it his all. Cause you got Draymond and he is Doogie. And Kelly Oubre, I think the second best player might be James Wiseman, but he's a rookie.
Yeah, him or Wiggins, I guess.
I forgot about Wiggins that fast. I guess it would be Wiggins at this point.
Yeah, that says all you gotta know.
I just gave him praise literally 10 minutes ago. Okay. and forgot about him that fast. I'm like, now he's shooting 41% from the three. That's good. And I forgot about him. He's forgettable.
Damn. No. Ooh,
random question. And I know you don't watch any Timberwolves games, so you might not be able to reference anything.
Okay, I'm glad you know.
Who do you think won?
I haven't seen an ounce. I haven't. I haven't seen a second of a Timberwolves game.
me neither. So I was about to ask a question that probably you can't even answer. Who do you think won the trade now between him and D'Angelo Russell?
I can't answer that. I can't answer.
Yeah, I figured you would be.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Let me see what D'Angelo Russell's numbers look like.
Yeah, I really don't know what's happening with that team. If you told me hasn't played this season, I wouldn't be surprised either.
I have no clue. Oh, okay. 20 and a half, 3 rebounds, 5.5 assists. 17.09 PER, 43 from the field, 40 from three, 71 from free throws. Not terrible.
Yeah, they 4-12 though. It's cool.
I mean, not terrible, but not something I want to watch either. I'm not turning into no game to watch D'Angelo Russell. Even with Cat there, we were talking about this off you know, before we started recording. Even with Cat, so what?
Yeah.
It don't move me, fam. What you want me to do? You want me to force it?
Any more takeaways from the quarter mark before we hit the passion?
Nah. I mean, before we hit the passion, I think we got to talk about Kobe. Yesterday marked a year. Yeah. Or was it today? No, it was yesterday.
No, it was yesterday. Yep, the 26th.
It was yesterday marked a year since his passing, which is crazy. Just to, you know, think about that, reflect. A year's. First of all, a year went by already, which is like nuts to think about.
Crazy. It's crazy. So insane.
Crazy. I remember when it happened just like it was yesterday.
Same.
Exactly where I was, got the TMZ alert as I'm taking off on a fucking flight. It was like the day after your birthday. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Day after your birthday. Came to New York for your birthday. On my flight home. As I'm like, I was feeling real anxious about my flight, honestly. Because it was like, Matt, like, it would be turbulence. And the alert, Kobe died in a helicopter crash. I'm like, damn. Didn't even believe it, honestly, but TMZ always the first to, you know, report these things, and then landed and just started seeing more and more alerts about it. It's crazy. But yeah, I mean, a year passed, you know, not just him, obviously Gianna and, you know, the other families that were on there. So, you know, just keep all of them in our thoughts and prayers and
his wife, Vanessa. Yeah,
his other daughters. So, yeah, I mean, that's really it. It's crazy to see that a year has passed by already.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really have much to add. Just thoughts and prayers to the families. I mean.
Yeah. Crazy. But yeah, let's get to the passion. Your boy, Thomas Edward Brady.
I knew I shouldn't have picked against him. I guess he just did the games in order.
You sent me a lot of like, yay, when he won. You texted me like, yay.
I didn't.
No, Yay, yo. If you ever text me that. Just in general, like just in life. If you ever text me yay, like yay, it's over. Like, yo, you get blocked immediately.
Just, yay.
Oh man. But nah, man, fucking. You watched the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that fucking, oh my God, the stupid fucking call to go for a field goal on fourth, yeah, fourth down?
All these reactions, I'm going to tell you, are in the moment reactions that are just been intensified as the days go on. Yeah, given that how aggressive the other side is, was playing, as in Tampa Bay was playing, like going for it before the half, like being aggressive, considering who you're playing against and Tom Brady, you got to match that. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got the best team in, well, on paper. I hated it. Like, apparently he was calling his own calls for the first three downs. I'm like, mm-hmm. I hated it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm disappointed in Rodgers. I'm not putting all the blame on, because they picked him off three times, Brady off three times in the second half.
Nothing.
And Rodgers did nothing. You about to win MVP. You are probably the second best quarterback currently after Mahomes, actively. And you did nothing. So there was at one point he could have ran, and you know. So I'm not letting him off the hook, but I'm going down with the ship. I'm not just, I hated it.
That was the third down before the fourth. Mm-hmm. And literally.
And that's the last time he touched the ball. He didn't get the ball back again.
He started running. Like he's like, you know, got to the line of scrimmage. And then threw this weird cross body fucking pass into two defenders. Like the pylon, like the lane was wide open. Just run.
Run. I hated it. If you don't get to the pylon, at least you like inches now. I hated it. And then they never get the ball back.
And then kick a field goal. Like, see, that part of me is like, yeah, I forget the coach's name. LeFleur. Yeah. But so I blame partially him, but if I was Aaron Rodgers, like, I'm not getting off the field. Like, we'll deal with this after the game. Like, but I'm going for it on fourth and offense stay on the field.
That's like, what I don't like.
Go ahead.
No, so if he's calling his own plays for the first three and knowing Aaron Rodgers and his ornery personality, I'm taking all the blame off myself. Not only am I putting the ball in his hands, it's like you have no one to blame, because now I can reasonably blame you that I didn't know I wasn't going to get the ball in the fourth down.
Yeah,
it's a lose-lose. I put myself in a win-win by he makes all the decisions on this deciding. And that way, I have no culpability. I put the ball in the best player's hands. And I can live with that better than we settle for a few. I hated it.
Yeah. It was just like the worst way to go. And like, you knew you weren't going to get the ball back.
It's so like, timid. I hate it.
Tom Brady with the ball, you know you're not getting it back. Like, and I'm like, I despise Tom Brady. Like, I recognize his greatness. Mm-hmm. Like,
and you saw how they were playing. I thought they were selling for a field goal before the half.
I knew
next,
it. I was like,
next thing I see, I'm like, okay. All right.
I knew it. I'm like, they're not getting the ball back.
Like, I did too.
Game over.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is my only hope.
I felt so uneasy when I betted against him. I was like, you know, Rodgers has been talking all this talk. You're the best team on paper. You're playing at Lambeau. You're about to win the MVP.
Want that home field advantage, and then did nothing with it.
Now Brady got it.
Lambeau was packed. I don't know how many people were in there, but that was too many folks for COVID.
Yeah.
Like, it was crowded in there.
Put your life at risk to see an L? That's
for
tough.
Loss. For a loss.
Now him and Rodgers and Brady got us same amount of NFC title wins. That's crazy.
I saw that as disrespectful. They didn't have to do that. I knew I shouldn't have.
I felt uneasy when I did it, but I was wrong. With that being said now.
Huh?
This the it, look. If he beat Mahomes, then I comfortably, when I pick Rodgers, I was a little hesitant. If Mahomes can't do it, no one can. I'm comfortably, I'm not saying I'm going to be right, but if the, Mahomes and the Chiefs can't, he's the last great hope.
It depends on how it happens. Because I realistically, like, it wasn't like Tom Brady played a phenomenal game against the Packers. They picked him off three times. They picked him off three times. And two of those times, like, where are you even throwing this? Like, who are you throwing these balls to? Mm-hmm. So, it depends on how he wins. But, yeah, the Chiefs.
History will say that he went through Washington. They're not going to mention. But Breeze, Rodgers, and Mahomes is quite a three. Well, the last two especially, because Breeze was cooked, but.
Yeah, but the history books will not show that he was cooked. They're just going to see the name. Patrick.
This letter, yeah. But Patrick got two more weeks to get even healthier. And
yeah, get that turf toe together, fam.
It is the biggest matchup on paper. I'm bought in now. I hope it goes the way you said it, though. That Mahomes destroys. I want him to run it up. What happened? You good?
Your boy, you got your phone?
Nah. Got my watch though.
You see it?
Nah, is there a text?
No. Oh, forget it. I don't know. Your boy with these random FaceTimes.
I don't know. I don't know.
Who just FaceTimes with you gotta say his name, but who just FaceTimes like randomly?
Oh.
He FaceTimed with like two unrecognized numbers on it. So I was like, maybe one of these is Kev's number and I just and it's not popping up. What's wrong with him?
My text. I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know.
None of my business right now. I'm depressed. Anyway. But yeah, man, if Mahomes can't do it, I don't know.
Looking forward to the game, though. I'm going to have to give Sports TV a break. I'm gonna be tired by next week.
They're talking about the same stuff.
I'm tired already. You smart because
I gave it a go on Monday. And I stopped right after that because I knew they dissected every angle of it, creating new angles to dissect those. Like, I'm good.
I am looking forward to it though.
Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, this on paper. Good.
The following Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah, the 7th. The 7th, yeah.
Yeah, because this Sunday is the imaginary Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll see. Nah, not I.
But they just select the people?
Not
they
I.
Have, listen, this is how creative they get. They have a Madden simulation.
No, I don't. I'm good.
That's,
I'm good.
No, Kev.
I don't need to know.
That's going to be played on ESPN, though. Like, y'all that thirsty for content?
It's been like when COVID first hit and they were broadcasting players playing video games, was it?
I forgot about that. Remember when they broadcasted?
It was tough in the beginning.
People playing horse?
That's it. Yeah, horse. The grainiest footage, too. I'm like, wow. What a crazy time in history.
Yo, those were the darkest days.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. When you got to fill TV time, I was like, damn.
That was sports.
Horse? We're coming up. We're coming up on a year soon.
Oh, damn. When this shit? Oh, yeah, the first week of March. Yeah.
We're coming
That's
up.
That's going to be it before we know it. Gotta celebrate. It's a reunion. Fuck around, get the new strain. And, yo, they got a UK variant, a South Africa variant. I'm like, yo.
You want the work?
Give me that combo bill. I don't know when we ever gonna get out of this. This is crazy.
I just need to, as it gets warmer, I'm just laying low for now. I'm chilling.
Nah, you gotta believe in the Trumpism. The heat kills it. Oh my God, people in the summertime. I mean, it is what it is. Summertime, you know, it's no way you can keep people on lockdown.
Nah, it's too hot.
Nah, we'll find a way. Hopefully, at the spot, the barge be open. I hope the barge is open this summer.
Well, Biden said he hoped to get a majority of people vaccinated by the end of summer.
Who?
Biden. He's hoping to have the majority of Americans vaccinated by the end of summer. Man,
I don't know what I thought you just said.
Cuomo, I think Cuomo said he plans to reveal his indoor dining this week, his plan this week or next. So the ball's moving. Rates are down.
Fam, yeah, it's so. January. Why y'all just now figuring out an indoor dining plan?
Well, the rates went up because of the holiday travel. So. So I guess now they're coming back down, but I was reading even then indoor dining didn't really contribute much to COVID rates, but
I mean, I don't think it would either. As soon as you get inside, you just take your mask off.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. They don't make the rules.
They put this weird plexiglass in between tables as if like the virus only goes north south. It don't know how to move around. It don't have no lateral movement. It just goes straight.
Yeah, I passed this. Yeah, these setups are getting. There was a setup where the entire thing is just enclosed. It's like that's literally just a if one person in there has COVID, aren't you just containing? I mean, the entire scope of it. It's not like glass house, and then a glass.
Yeah,
house, and then a glass. It's like the entire thing. It's like what is the
point? They just put you in an outdoor restaurant.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some good setups, half but it doesn't make any sense.
Like they have the glass houses that are actually just one to one separated, 2-3 people, just for you.
Yeah.
And then yeah, just those make sense, assuming the person you're in there with doesn't have COVID. But whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anything else? Oh, Drake.
Your boy.
It's the first Light time I've been legit disappointed. This is going.
No, it's not.
I don't want to hear.
No, it's
not. Snippet.
It's your second time. You've been disappointed.
No, I wasn't that disappointed with the initial. It's like, all right, fine, because January. It's like,
No.
When
you said it's the first time you've been legit disappointed in him, right?
No, with this delay.
Oh, with this delay.
Yeah.
Got you. When Pusha hit him. I remember that week on the pod.
Yeah. No. With this delay.
Got you.
I need to revisit Dark Times.
That was a very sad week on the pod.
Yeah.
you were like mute on the pod.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But yeah. Now, this delay, indefinite. Not a fan.
Yeah, I'm done. I don't want to hear another snippet. I'm gonna just tune out until some new music announcements come in. I'm not gonna really buy in. I'm not gonna get my hopes up. This one was very disappointing.
He hurt his knee.
It's all foolishness. It's foolishness. If the album wasn't done, just
he's
say
an athlete
that.
Now,
how the album go from we're gonna drop on New Year's Day, then we're gonna drop in January, and then. We just don't have a date anymore because of my knee. Come on, just be honest with the people. So,
what's
if you still want to work on the project, do it. What, Laugh Now, Cry Later?
The only single that that's the only single he's released, right?
Mm-hmm. And that was what, August?
Yeah, that's not even a banger no more. You got to drop something else now to get people's hopes back up.
Yeah, I never heard that song out once. So I don't even.
August?
Never got the full impact of that song. Never, there's no way to hear it. It's 7 year old.
Yeah. It wasn't like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Remember that Uber ride when we heard Nice for What for the first time?
Yeah. Damn.
Where were we even going? I just know we were on lit.
I remember that. We were going to Williamsburg.
Yeah.
I think, but.
What a time.
Anywho. 2018, you could just move around freely.
We took it for granted.
Nah, we maxed it out.
We took it for granted.
While taking it for granted.
That was a 7 foot at least. That was at least. We literally squeezed about 2 summers into that summer.
Yeah. Weekly shifts, yeah.
Jeez. We should. I wish I was. Ooh!
Nah, it's cold. You're not missing nothing here. You ain't missing. Like we told, I told Ray on the call.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Wait till quarter two. You ain't missing nothing here. It's going to be 20 degrees this Saturday.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
You want to go sit at a heater? Be my guest.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I still don't know if we'll ever get that energy back, though. That same energy.
Yes, you will. It's New York. Come on. You know how many people have been held up in their apartments like us? Oh, my God. It's New York.
I'm just moving around freely, just doing what you want, everything, just, you know what I'm saying? That kind of energy. I'm not saying that, like, the city's energy is going to be, it's going to be a different vibe.
It'll come back eventually.
Yeah. Be 35. You got it in you.
I'm already winding down. Hell no.
Nah, it'll be straight. Nah, I mean, this summer, it's just, you get creative. Just like we did last summer.
I got
summer.
My sights on. But I don't know how much it's going to be closed still if people are getting vaccinated at this rate.
I don't think much. Honestly, I don't think much is going to be closed this summer.
That's what I'm anticipating.
I don't think they can, realistically, the economy can't handle anymore. Like, only so much government really they're going to give.
Yeah, if this summer's like last summer, I'd be a little surprised.
Yeah, and you see Cuomo's already on it. We're gonna let they already talking about reopening indoor dining. He's like actually being more aggressive with reopening than like some other states. So like it's quite surprising. Good.
Excellent.
Yeah, bring that energy. I don't know what you want me to do. I'm like, hey,
bring soon come.
That's what I'm about. Government supporter. The governor said it's okay. Don't look at me. Look at the governor. You elected him. That's your elected official. You should listen to him. Oh God. Yeah. End of Q2. Nah, Q2 goes all the way to beginning of June? Q2. Nah, we can't do the end of Q2. I need like
that. Say about mid Q2. I reevaluate.
Yeah.
Approach like might give
April a break. May? That's
what's in May is what Cinco and then Memorial Day. Those are some good Cinco? Benchmarks.
Yeah, Cinco.
See where we at.
Huh?
Those are some good, just to see where we at around those times. Those are some good check-in
about
points.
Cinco. That's because I ignored it. Oh, we didn't ignore it last year. It didn't happen last year.
It didn't happen last year. Yeah, it didn't happen for me.
I was like, I forgot about it. We ignored it. No, we didn't. It just didn't happen.
Yeah, I might have got it. I don't even remember what I did. Maybe I got a takeout margarita and sat in
my
living room.
We're talking that day because and I was like, yeah, I ain't do nothing.
Yeah, and just sat in the crib. Yeah. Ooh.
Nah, this shit, Mexican restaurant's going to be booming on Cinco.
Yeah. Because you can at least sit outside, and if the weather's at least,
yeah.
I mean, once it gets like 50 here.
It's hoodie now weather it's at
tough,
that point.
So yeah.
That's hoodie weather. You can still survive with that.
So if you can still do takeout. So.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm gonna have to make a let me lock up the Cinco now, because the earlier you lock in things, the cheaper, of course.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, man, with a budget.
Oh man.
God bless. All right. I think we hit it all, people.
Yes,
as
sir.
Always, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe, hit that subscribe thing on that subscribe button on the YouTube channel. Full length episodes up there. All video clips are up there. IGTV, full length audio, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Cast, Apple Podcasts, everywhere that podcasts are streaming and widely available. We are there. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Hold up.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.